This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is to meet with his counterparts today at Ramstein Air Base, Germany, where more aid for Ukraine is to be announced. On Thursday, the United States announced more than $2.5 billion in military aid, but no tanks Ukraine has requested. The latest U.S. package of weaponry includes 59 Bradley fighting vehicles and 90 Stryker armored personnel carriers. The new U.S. aid package brings American military assistance to Ukraine to almost $27 billion since Russia's invasion nearly a year ago. President Joe Biden back in Washington after spending part of Thursday inspecting some of the damage caused by relentless storms that devastated some areas of California. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The president walked along the splintered boardwalk in the beach town of Capitola and heard from business owners struggling to repair damage to their shops after deadly storms caused devastation across the region and killed more than 20 people statewide. From December 26th to January 17th, California was deluged by 11.47 inches of rain and snow on average across the state.
If anybody doubts the climate is changing, and they must have been asleep for the last couple years.
The president has already approved a major disaster declaration for the state, freeing additional federal resources for recovery efforts. Hours before his visit, he raised the level of federal assistance available even higher. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden, during his tour in California, told reporters that he's cooperating with the probe into handling of some classified documents found at his private residence in Delaware and at an office in Washington. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to oversee the Justice Department's inquiry into the documents. This is VOA News. In South Korea, fire swept through a part of a shanty town in the South Korean capital of Seoul Friday, destroying 60 homes, forcing the evacuation of around 500 people. Emergency services took around 5 hours to put that blaze out in the Guryong village, a slum that lies just across the highway from Seoul's affluent Gangnam district. Officials said no casualties were reported initially. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Friday announced plans to prepare for an exit plan for COVID-19 and downgraded its status in the spring to levels equal to seasonal flu, a move that would ease mask wearing and the isolation rules but scale down public support. The announcement, however, comes as Japan faces record levels of COVID-19 deaths among elderly patients in what is seen as the country's eighth wave of outbreak since the pandemic began 3 years ago. A fire at a military base in Armenia has killed more than a dozen soldiers after they used gasoline for heating. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The blaze swept through a military barrack in the village of Azat in eastern Armenia. Armenia's defense minister blamed the fire eruption on the use of gasoline to fuel a stove, which was in violation of fire safety rules. He said that the unit's commander and about a dozen other officers were also fired. Prosecutors opened a probe into the fire. I'm Karen Chamas.
69 Al-Shabaab militants were killed in two separate military operations in South and Central Somalia, according to Somali military officials. In a separate operation, at least 20 Al-Shabaab militants were killed and others were injured when Somali National Army fighters launched an attack Thursday on a militant base north of Badawa, the temporary administrative capital of Southwest. A fire broke out near the San Martin Square in the center of Peru's capital, Lima, early Friday amid protests in the city. The fire comes a day after protests as thousands of people poured into the capital for the demonstration against President Dina Boluarte and is in support of her predecessor, whose ouster last month launched deadly unrest and cast the nation into political chaos. It's not clear whether the fire was related to the protests. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.